just wake up to money and blowjobs and just go about my business.
Grabbing some pussy whenever I want.
Do what I want. Been asking this to everybody lately. Would you rather get with Ivanka or Melania?
Man, I choose two from column A and two from column B.
You go bold?
Yeah. I'd make a fat man sandwich out of that.
Traditional Japanese doll modeled after Donald Trump has raised eyebrows among some Tokyo shoppers. They have a girl's day. And they made a Donald Trump Hina doll. Japanese television reports about Trump's vulgar comments.
About grabbing pussy?
Yeah. They don't want this doll. Girls' Day, they don't. Japanese people don't want this Donald Trump doll.
Well, I can believe that.
Doesn't look bad.
I can't find it. I got a Trump rooster statue erected in China. On December 8, 2008, 2016, a huge statue portraying Donald Trump as a rooster has been erected at a shopping mall in the Chinese city of Taiyuan. T-A-I-Y-U-A-N.
If we have any Chinese listeners, let us know about this Donald Trump rooster statue.
Oh, look at that. It looks like Chicken Little with a big golden head of hair. You heard Nordstrom's yanked Ivana stuff off the shelf. It's not a political statement. So has Kmart, by the way, and Sears have taken all Trump stuff off the. He had a Trump at home stuff. So they took them all out of their shelf. None of it's supposed to be political.
I saw a Kmart in Texas one.
And then the Kelly Conway or whatever encouraged people to buy Trump stuff because they believe it's just an attack on the president.
What is Trump? Does Trump have stuff in like Kmart?
Yeah, this is Trump at home is what his line is.
What is it? Like socks and?
It's not clothing. I don't think. I think it's like home decor or shelving or stuff like that.
But Ivanka's clothes
are just in Nordstrom's because it's a bigger, it's a more upper end.
Yeah. But I mean, hers is clothes.
Clothes and shoes.
Clothes and jewelry too.
Clothes and shoes. I don't know. We'd have to look at what the owner in Nordstrom's bullshit is, because, I mean, you know, it came down.
Right, but the problem is that Kelly Conway can't endorse a product while she's standing in front of the presidential thing. That's an ethics violation.
No, I'm looking at these other Donald Trump products. Halloween, Donald Trump mask. Could have got it at Spirits. There's Donald Trump dog poop bag, and it's his face on this bag, and there's, like, a swirl shit on his head. Trump bobbleheads that don't really look like him. Bobbleheads usually suck, though.
I mean, if they get too close to looking like him, he'll sue them.
$25. Donald Trump whoopee cushion. And it's actually called a Donald Trump gas bag. Donald Trump cornhole game. I don't even know why cornhole's a thing, but...
You know why. All these products are selling.
$170 for the Donald Trump cornhole game.
They sell because capitalism works. These are Republicans that are making these products because they saw an opportunity to make some money.
Donald Trump jar of horrors. And this is like a jar with his face on it. It's a decorative jar, and it makes it look like you have a life-size Donald Trump head sitting on your desk. $25. And Donald Trump socks with like furry hair on the socks as his hair.
He can be a hobbit.
And there is a Donald Trump coloring book I'll be getting my kids.
All right.
For $10.
Uses a lot of the color green.
They said Trump's bizarre skin tone will make you use every shade of a yellow crayon. Or an orange crayon, sorry.
Oh, he's the Cheeto Bandito. Whether you like him or hate him, he changed the way every single presidential election from now on will be run.
Do you think a lot of things have gotten ruined. Not only in politics, but I mean like everyday entertainment, whether it be, let's say, wrestling or cartoons or movies or anything. Do you think what they call social justice warriors have ruined a lot of stuff? I personally do. Because
the political correct police have they sense they make it they don't censor it but they make so put they heap so much shame upon it that the only place you're getting the real deal is South Park, because those guys don't really give a shit if it's politically correct or not.
They were lucky to get big when it was okay to do what they were doing.
Right.
I mean, in the late 90s or... You know what I mean?
Like, you look at some of those TV shows that were popular back in the late 90s, or the movies, there's no way they get greenlit now. The only people you're allowed to discriminate against now is white guys and fat guys.
Yeah. One's okay, one's so damn funny, it's, you know...
Wow, yeah. Hoo-hoo. Well, you white guys have had it your way for so long, so...
Yeah.
Or that white privilege we have.
Yeah, and just wake up to money and blowjobs and just go about my business.
Grabbing some pussy whenever I want.
Do what I want.
Oh, wait a minute, I can't do that because I have to be at work.
Oh. Sorry, we dozed off there for...
Brothers.
What is the Netflix Dear White People thing? What is that, what I'm hearing about?
I've heard it's based on a movie, like 2015 movie, about that someone wrote about dear white people, you know, here's how you can make race relations better, or and they're going to do like a 10-part miniseries on Netflix about it. I haven't read it. I haven't seen it. I just saw the story about it, and the only thing I can think of is like the thing on MTV that we watched about the white box or whatever.
Nothing good's going to come out of this.
The pendulum goes both ways.
Nothing good's going to come out of this shit. Like,
it's certainly not going to create a... It's not going to create any tolerance anywhere. It's gonna do for race relations in the United States what The Simpsons and Married with Children and Family Guys and all those stupid ones that made the dad look like a moron. What it did for family values, it's gonna destroy them it's going to destroy them. It's going to influence the people of color who are underprivileged or underfinanced, for lack of a better term. It's going to breed hatred towards the white person.
Like it did the other way around.
I don't see any productive thing coming from it. But I know what it does do. It creates voter class for the Democratic Party.
How's that working?
You got a big buck back this time, and so we got Cheeto the Clown. The only thing we're missing in this country right now is common sense.
Any thoughts on the Meryl Streep thing?
I know enough about it that I know more about her than she knows about MMA. That's first off, we'll go. I pay my money to see Meryl Streep perform in movies because she's a great actress. She's one of the greatest actresses of American cinema.
We don't watch movies or listen to music because we care about your opinion.
No. You're there for my entertainment. You are just as good as the monkey that sits on my mantle and does this with the clangers. That's you.
Hey, listen.
And when I don't need you, I don't need to hear what the fuck you got to say about nothing.
You've been compensated very well for this job. For you to go really out of bounds and just talk out your ass about if foreigners left, all we'd have is MMA and what was it?
Yeah, and what a disservice you did to the tens of thousands of Brazilians and Mexican and Japanese and Korean and Russian and the from the Netherlands, the foreign MMA fighters that you know nothing about. You're a blonde, self-appointed snapper head, and you need to take your award and go on home. You want to talk about white privilege? You're white and you're rich. How much more privilege do you think you can get?
Yeah, dear white people, thanks, Meryl Streep. We
got to sit through 10 episodes of this bullshit.
Hey, guys, real quick, before I finish this conversation with John, I would like to tell you that we are moving this podcast to fightsandmikes.podient.co. That's fightsandmikes.podient.co. Or you can hop on Google and search Fights and Mikes. It should pop up. Not only will my cesspool be on there, but a few other brand new podcasts will debut in March for your listening pleasure. I would also like to shout out a few affiliate podcasts that I think you might enjoy. The first one's Einstein's Kryptonite. You can find them at einsteinskryptonite.com or follow them on Twitter at Einstein's Crypto. Lastly, the Let 'Em Know podcast. You can find them at letemknowpodcast.com or follow them on Twitter at Let 'Em Know Show. 25 million users have flocked to Discord, which is a text and voice platform for gamers. It launched in 2015. Despite the company raising at least $30 million in venture capital funding, the company has had bad reviews, a bad customer experience. And it's because they're engaged in harassment. They get their servers raided. People bombard the chats, and they flood it with child pornography. And there is no lasting repercussions for the people doing this. My question to you is, do you ever or have ever put on the old headset and played some people at gaming? And do you have any stories on, or is it just kids calling you a piece of shit and they're going to fuck your mom?
I used to.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2, but after Ghost came out, I quit. Well, pretty much. I was in a clan, and we'd play our clan matches, and we would go on and play. And I had that nice, it wasn't Turtle Beach, but it was a nice headset with a mic. I started playing SOCOM Navy SEALs with the headset. That was the one I started on. And then when SOCOM went away, I switched away to Call of Duty. I bought Call of Duty Black Ops 3. I've never played it. I bought it the day it opened. Never played it.
So what happens online? Is it seriously just shit? I've never done it.
Oh, well, in those tactical team games like that, it's very good because you can communicate with your team and say, hey, there's four guys going to this place. Or, hey, we're down three people. Why don't we meet up and we can try to defend this area? You can actually talk strategy. And then we would like, one of the clans I was in, we would have meetings at night, like 12 o'clock Eastern. We're all going to meet. We set up a private room and we're going to walk through all the maps and say, we're going to call this Charlie. We're going to call this. So we could talk. And if other people heard us, because you'd always get that dude that would jump out and jump back in. So he'd be on the other side and he's sitting there next to his brother telling everybody where everybody is. But, we could stop that. There's always the guys who's going to teabag, and it's always some little kid talking about how he pwned you and how the internet gangsters, the internet badasses. Yeah, you wouldn't say that shit to my face, man. Yeah. Dude, you don't
internet
know me.
Thugs.
You don't never know me that well. I don't care if you beat my ass. I'll still say it to your face. I'll make the people who are watching, cheering you on, laugh while you're beating my ass.
Gaming's huge, man. There's professional gamers now.
I know they got professional gaming teams. But I just didn't have the eye. My eyesight's not good enough. My eye-hand coordination's not good enough. I was a casual player. But I was a soldier. I didn't mind if I got killed that round as long as I was doing my job. My job was to watch this corridor. I would watch that corridor until I died.
You see any of the Chicago beatings? video? Did you follow that at all?
Oh, the yeah, I did.
That was
unfortunately I did, and I just
that was uncomfortable.
I have no empathy for what's going to happen to these kids because they had no empathy for what they were doing to that autistic kid. That autistic kid was looking for a friend, and
I don't get it. And then they're beating him and saying it's for Trump.
Yeah, they're beating him because Trump won. There's a special place in prison for them, and I only hope that
place in Syria.
Well, I only hope that that poor autistic kid has a family member in prison.
Yeah. And I hope that, there's a guard that says, hey,
his name's Bubba. Here, use this taser.
Like I said, I've been to Chicago 3 or 4 times. I've never been.
I want to go. I want to go to a game at Wrigley. Well, I mean, my boss and them, my friends, all my friends, see.
I'm your boss.
Well, my other boss.
Oh.
My boss at my other job, the one that pays me. I have benefits and shit. Him and my friends have all scheduled trips to, like, where they went to St. Louis, then Chicago, then to Milwaukee, then to Minnesota, and then came back and followed a Royals road trip or whatever. Yeah. And I never can go because I've got to watch the store while he's gone.
Let's keep it in Kansas City. You know who I fucking hate, though? Mitch Holtis.
Yeah.
Fucking hate Mitch Holtis. I know a lot of people would rather listen to him than the...
I like Danny. I mean, Danny White is so good.
Mitch Holtis, it's got to be the fakest shit ever. He's seen this shit 800 fucking times, but he's still going to fake get fired up from a pick six.
Do you like him more than Rex?
Oh, from baseball? Rex Hudler?
Yeah, the guy.
We've met him.
That's the guy you could talk about. He'd get excited at a colonoscopy.
He's not good though. He's kind of a dipshit. He's a dipshit in outside the booth.
Right.
He's a fucking moron.
He got
kind of not swamped, but a little bit swamped at Old Chicago. And we were sitting by him, and after everyone left and got his autograph and stuff, he got on the phone and he was like, yeah, man. He was talking to, I don't know who the fuck he was talking to. He's like, yeah, I'm here. He was like, I'm a bit of a celebrity here. He's like, yeah, people are going crazy for me, and, you know, just kind of bragging about it. But Mitch Holtis, I mean, to have to fake getting excited about shit that you've seen 800, please go to the Dominican and drive around a little bit, Mitch Holtis.
He could be
Mitch Holtis.
He should be an Uber driver in the Dominican Republic.
That's his next job. I want him just to Uber around the Dominican. He talked about kind of Japan. He would like to go to Japan. I was like, yeah, that's a bucket list thing. Did you see the video with a dying teen wanted to use a taser? And there were some cops. There's like 6 or 8 cops that let her use the taser.
No, I did not. That was on her bucket list?
That was on her bucket list.
Her Wish Foundation?
Yeah.
And her parents couldn't make that happen for her? You can get a taser for, what, $60? A good one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So the bucket list thing...
Don Trail wasn't worth it.
The bucket list thing seems a little bit corny to me. I mean, I get that it's just something like things you want to do or whatever.
Right.
But
some things you'd like to have happen before you die.
Yeah. Anything you want to do before all your feet are gone? Or
I want robot feet.
Robot feet?
So I don't have to walk. I want like the little treads like on tanks.
You want to be the Blade Runner that murdered his...
Oh, Pistorius.
Yeah.
Wow, why did I come up with that name? He's white and killed his girlfriend. This could be it. Kim wants to, her thing is Australia. She wants to go to Australia. And I go, well, why? And where in Australia? And what do you want to do? And she's like, I just want to go to Australia. I've always wanted to go to Australia.
We have a friend.
$4,500.
That his each? We have a friend that his brother, you know, when the airlines were going to shit here, like, where was it? Would it work? Airlines were getting bought out here.
Right. And they closed a bunch of them. Yeah. They moved out of the terminals.
Yeah.
They moved to St. Louis.
Okay. So he went to Australia. So he drives the airplane in Australia.
30 fucking hours.
Uh-huh.
It's 30 hours.
It is. Yeah. The Australia flight from here is the worst. After time Cairo switches and shit, it could be like 40 if you don't watch yourself.
The one I looked at, one.
You got to go to Cairo?
Well, the one I looked at is not Cairo, but
you don't go to LA and then?
No, it went to the East Coast and went that way because you're going into the planet revolving.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Whew.
But no, I'm not a fan. I don't like, I said, I don't like riding in your car to my work from here.
Yeah.
Why would I want to sit in an airplane? Well, those planes, you can get up and walk around. Yeah, you can walk around in a tube for 37 hours. I'm not, they've got beds, you can sleep. No, they definitely don't.
I don't think so.
No, maybe in first class.
Yeah.
But I'm not playing for
$6,500.
$12,000 probably.
Yeah, probably.
About three times.
So all I know is Aborigines. That's a real deal. That exists.
Dingoes.
Yeah, that exists. Baby? I guess kangaroos have absolutely overrun that country.
They made it harder for guys to get tags to kill them. The black rhino is finally extinct.
Is it?
They had that the other day. I saw it.
Yeah, we played Guess the Porn Star earlier. They get hit by cars.
All the time.
So I guess it's all over the roads. They're in your backyards. I mean, these motherfuckers can jump.
And they will do some damage.
They're
not all Matilda. Some are bare knuckles. It's also home to like six of the deadliest snakes in the world and the deadliest bugs in the world and the deadliest spiders. There's nothing there for me.
Well, I always said, like, if you're going to go to South America or, you know, Africa. So let's say South America, you know, in some of those jungles, you can be walking and this is no bullshit. A frog can spit on you from like 20 feet away
and you're dead
and you never saw. Yeah. And you die. Fuck that, man. Like, you never even saw this frog.
Right. You weren't a threat to this frog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told her, I said,
I'm not a snake guy.
I don't like snakes. I'm not a big fan of spiders. You think what we did to the Native Americans is bad. What they do to the indigenous Aborigines is worse.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people that will just pay people to kill them. You see them, kill them. Bring me an ear. I don't know. There's nothing there for me. I mean, would I like to go to New Zealand and see like where the the Lords of the Rings movies and shit were? Sure, probably. I mean, it looks cool, but not enough to ride in a plane that long. And I said, I don't go to countries. I don't want to go to countries. I want to go to cities because I want to go see what their culture is like. I want to go to Tokyo. I don't want to go to Tokyo first, but I would like to hit spots and work my way to Tokyo and work my way around the globe. That's the way I would do it. You'd have to do it in two because you'd have to go to, I had to go to Europe because I want to go to Iceland and go to Reykjavik. I want to go to Stockholm, Sweden. I want to go to Amsterdam. I'm going to work my way down through Europe, Portugal, Lisbon, all that, Greece, all that. And then I would love to do all that. All I need is the lotto winnings. And I can do that. But on a real person's salary, you got to pick one. I mean, last year, my goal this year was to go to Ireland.
It's actually really a good time right now to go to England would be right now. Just because the exchange rate's really good. Better than it has been in a while.
I only have a passport.
Any other bucket?
Things list? I want to do. We're going to do a cruise probably next year.
A lot of mine's traveling.
Yeah, it's mostly mine's traveling. I'd love to see
Like skydiving and shit. I could do without that. I don't need that.
I don't see the use of jumping out a perfectly good airplane.
It's there to get you places.
Right. I mean, I wear the chute in case the plane doesn't work. But I wear the chute. I wear a chute when I drive fly commercial.
So not like swimming with sharks or, you know, whatever the fuck. You know, scuba diving.
No, I don't care about dolphins. They're fucking mammals. I don't. I would wonder. I would like to go see like whales.
Don't care about mammals.
I don't care about dolphins because they're mammals.
Yeah.
But I would like to see. I think it would be exhilarating if you're on a boat and a big whale jumps out by your boat or something. That would be something Brazzers. That would fill me with awe. Yeah, and I don't mean Rosie O'Donnell in a thong. There's things I'd like to do, but I don't want to hunt. I don't want to. I don't really care about killing nothing.
I actually talked to a buddy of mine that he works with a guy that he hunts, but he hunts coyotes. But after he kills them, he collects their tails.
Okay, so does he make anything out of them?
No, I don't know. I was like, what, does he put him on his belt? Or what the fuck is he doing?
On the back of his truck or whatever. I mean, if I had like a pickup truck with like 70 fucking coyote tails hanging from it.
Instead of truck nuts, it's...
That's right. Coyote tails.
Something. And it was weird because I go, that's interesting because like a coyote's mangy as shit. It's nasty. It's a fucking... The coyote, you know what I mean?
It's a step above a rat.
Right. It's you're just...
It's a garbage.
So it's just weird how people get on these weird things. Like I've been in people's houses where they have like 5 deer heads on the wall and shit like that. It's like,
oh, did you get all the ticks off those things?
I don't know. I've never been into it.
No, you pay. Well, Kim, you know, Kim's got a mounted fish in our living room, which I can't
real one.
Yeah, it's a
like a
big,
taxidermist did it.
Yeah, $200 to have this $4.99 filet of fish sandwich. Yeah. Put up on the damn wall. You want the piranhas because you want to feed them chicken. You want to stick a chicken in.
Well, I'd like to do the reverse shit. I'd like to do the revenge shit. I would like to, the piranha dies and I feed it to the chicken. I would like to, you know, just reverse stuff. I want to,
Bizarro world. The chickens are meat eaters.
I want to feed my rats the snake.
Brazzers.
Brazzers.